Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our incredible series of Shi'ulim in the Hilchos Melachim of the Rambam, based on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol, Mufla B'Mufla G'man Zetzal. Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. Kedil Shechalak Lo HaKosuv, Kakobad HaGadol, V'Chiyav HaKol B'Chvodo. Just as the Torah has granted him great honor, the king, and obligated everyone to revere him, so too it commanded him that his heart should be inside of him, lowly and empty. Shneamar, b'libi cholo b'kirbi, my heart is void, b'kirbi within me. Below Yehana, yena gasus leiv b'yisrael yesel midai. Nor should he treat the Jews with overbearing haughtiness. Shneamar, labilti rum levavo me'achiv, me'echav. He should not lift up his heart above his brothers. He should be gracious and merciful to the small and to the great. And he should involve himself in their welfare. And he should protect the honor of you and the humblest of men. Smallest of the small. When he speaks to the people's community, he should speak gently. Chronicles 128:2. Listen, my brothers and my people. Similarly, today you will be a servant to these people. It's a servant to be a king. Always conduct himself. Great humility. There is none greater than Moshe, yet he said, what are we? Your complaints are not against us, we're nothing. He should bear the nation's difficulties. He's called a shepherd, and he should therefore bear the nation's difficulties, burdens, complaints, and anger, as a nurse carries an infant. And the pasuk called him a shepherd. There was Bianca Bamo to pasture. Excuse me, to pasture Yaakov, his nation. And the prophets have described the behavior of a shepherd. He shall pasture his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. All right, so that's the Rambam. This is amazing. Look at this Rambam. It's worthy we can end the shiur right here. That we have this incredible prescription for the Kohen of how he should behave with such humility, care. Ad kan midivrei Rambam. So the Rambam says, "Kederech shecholak lo yakosuv hakovad agadol." Just like the pasuk, give him great honor. Kach tzivo lios libo b'kirbo shafel. So too it commanded him that his heart should be low inside of him. On one hand, we give him a lot of kavod, the great din of kavod hamelech, emas hamelech. On the other hand, he has to be very humble. What's the kederech? Rambam says kederech, just like the kosov gave him great kavod, and everybody has to honor him, so too it commanded him, lios libo b'kir bo shefel, ma kesha, what's the kederech? The very same inyan, which is mechayiv, that we give great kavod to the melech, is mechayiv that his libo should be shuffled the kirboy. Ma kesher b'inyan, ma inyanam, ze la ze. Ma kamash malan ha-rambam b'ze, ma rambam melamed otanu b'ze. So it would appear, based on what we discussed, Rabbeinu Zatzal was Marich, In halacha hey, din emas malchus mitzad atafkid v'hamisro, v'lo mitzad gadlusoi shel hagavro. We spoke about this in our shiurim b'siyata tishmai also, that there is a din of emas malchus, not mitzad the gadlus of the person, but mitzad the position that he's holding. And the nafkamina would be behatolas ema yoisel midai, in placing too much awe. If it's mitzad hamisra, if it's mitzad the position, so then there's an objective standard. The position requires a certain amount of ema, no more. But if the covet we're giving the king, the ema we're giving the king is mitzad the gavro, there's no yeser midai, because everything is lefi ritzon rosein. If that's subjective, if it's according to the position, it's objective. The position requires a certain amount of ema, no more. If it's according to the gavra, if it's lefi the gavra, so there's no such thing as yeser midai. And it's all lefi ritzon rosein. It's all according to his will, and how he sees fit. And we see this in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin. We see this in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin Ba'ein Shem, Asher Parnas Yisrael. There's an onesh, there's a punishment for a leader who places excessive fear on the community, the Shem Shamayim. The Maharsha writes that when it says in the Gemara, Matil Eima, it's not stop talking about Eima, it's too much Eima, too much awe. The Parnas is now that I've put place too much on people. Like the Rambam here says, Shelo yinhag gasus lev b'Yisroel yoser midai. You shouldn't. Be noheg with gasus, with this arrogance. Shouldn't be too overbearing. He shouldn't have overbearing arrogance, haughtiness. But why does the Gemara? So that's why we see, like we said before, that it's mitzad, the ema of the malchus is mitzad the tafkid. And therefore it's not subjective, then it wouldn't be too much, like we explained. But rather it's objective, there's a certain amount, you're now allowed to do more. And we see that in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that there's an onus for a leader who places fear on the community. Shelo l'shem shamayim, the Maharsha says it's too much fear. And that's the Rambam here, that you shouldn't be noi gasus leif b'Yisrael yoser midai. We have to understand why the Gemara says that it depends on whether he does it shalol l'shem shamayim. It should have just said that it's usher to do it too much. Why does it say that he's not allowed to do it shalol l'shem shamayim? The Iker isn't that it's shalol l'shem shamayim. The Iker is that it's too much. And the Meiri talks about this, but based on what we said, or relates to this. The Nidon, if the Hanhaga, Hanidon, Ima Hanaga Hazom Mechamat Chashivuto Atzmit, Shaz Ein Kan Yoter Midai. Vazeh Katav Kan Rambam, Shad Rabbi Yechashev Shafal V'Chalal, Vanagat HaKavot Yeh Neged Ratzano Mishum Chiyuv Tafkido. V'hainu eima shel l'shem shamayim neged ratzono. U'v'meila lo te'aima yoyser midai. Achrei shi neged daito v'ratzono v'einu rosa ala eta mukhrach. Choma shi yoter midai gam me'ima muteres v'al korchachi l'shem shamayim, shel l'shem shamayim. V'ne'ena shal kol atel l'seima shel hutra ala mitzad chiyuvo v'al korchachi. Lo mitzad ratzono v'kavod ha'atzmi. But now we understand that a person has to feel, the king has to feel that he's shuffled, he's low, he's empty, and the covet that he gets is against his will. Why is he getting this covet? Because this is the tafkid. What is he supposed to do? The Rosh Yeshiva Nebuch, when he walks in the room and they start singing Yamim to him. Or as a Ruhl HaTzadik in the olden days they used to sing. So, what can he do? He has to take the bizyonis of all that covet, because that's his tafkid. And that's a king also. The king has to be shuffled. The king has to be shuffled. In other words, because of his tafkid, has to accept this covet. Whatever is mischayev lefi his tafkid. So in other words, he shouldn't want it because he's feeling low. He feels that he's a nobody. But he has to take it because it's part of his tafkid. Like we discussed in the shiurim in the previous halacha. So Mamela, if he gets more than he's supposed to, it's going to be Shalol Hashem Shamayim, because what business does he have wanting this at all? He's only taking what he mamish has to take, because what? He's only taking this because what? Because he has to, because he's king. Since he's king, he has really no choice. But if he takes more, that means that it's Shalol Hashem Shamayim. That's why the Gemara is told Shalol Hashem Shamayim. Because he has to feel shuffle. He feels low. Whatever covet he's getting, whatever aim he's getting, is out the malchus. And if he is matil, any aim you say, or anything more than what's absolutely necessary, so that's a mele Shalol Hashem Shamayim, and he's nenash. But he can't be chas v'shalom that he wants it for himself. Behein hein divrei ha-me'iri. And that's what the Me'iri teaches us in the Chibur HaTshuva. Maimer Aleph, Perek Hei, V'biur ha-min ha-sheni ayin sham barichus, V'ze l'shoyna yisham b'sorech dvorav. V'al ze atzad rotze loymar l'hamid ha-emes al-mechoynay. Ulekayim ha-yishuv. Bekivnu ba'al ezois ha-mida la-hamid divrayam u-la-hamshich ha-kovod la-atzman ve-hagdolas ha-om lahem. Lo she-ikar kavanosim v'zem v'itzat rutsoinam b'kovod ki mima she-tzorich lam l'shtapel b'soich libam neged ha-shem yizborach v'shavosam osoy negdi samid. Moshe is hero. Malkeinu, b'kriyas ha-toyra tamid, v'bilti rum levavo, aval shetia kavanosim b'mida hazos, v'hamid ha-emes, u'lekayim ha-yishuv. That's the purpose. They want to establish truth. They want to fortify the people's settlement. They have a good, strong king. It's not because they want covet, but it's because it's part of their position of authority that they have to get this ema. Because their job is to lower themselves in their heart towards God. And Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. And that's why he's always going around with the Sefer Torah, The bilti rum levavam, they can't have an exalted heart. But their kavana b'mita hazos has to be lahamid ha'emes, to establish truth, the kaima yishuv, like we said. Ki elu ilu yishuv ha'melech v'ha'moshel kvoidim l'kovet sh'ara amu la'yokel mo'iroi aleim v'yersu matzav ha'malchus v'yifritzu geder ha'adnus v'surei maso me'aleim v'hoysa anvasoi v'shiflu suruchoi sibas eyois kol ha'oretz cherem eile v'kachash. Alo akachash, ratsoyach, v'ganoiv, v'ein machrid. Because you know what's going to happen? If the king makes his covet like everybody else's covet, then people are going to have treat him in a frivolent way, and they're going to have kalas roish, they're not going to have proper fear, they're going to destroy the malchus, they're going to make a breach in his adnus, in his mastery, in his rulership, in his governance. Besure masu me'aleim, when they no longer have fear of him, and his humility and his lowness of spirit is going to just destroy the land. People are going to kill, steal, rape, and pillage. That's what the Torah says. The aim of the king has to be on you. That's exactly what we were saying before, that the whole word is that he's just doing it lahamid es hamalchus, but not mitzad the king himself. V'zeh efshar levaer et ha-devrei ha-sifri b'farashat shoftim, and the pasuk of lebilti rum levavoi v'loy mishel hekdesh. What does it mean in the pasuk when it says lebilti rum levavoi, that a king is now allowed to have an exalted heart? His heart is now allowed to be exalted, and not from hekdesh. What does this sifri mean? Rabbi Berlin, of the Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda persuasion, the Netziv, discusses this. Rabbi Meir Simcha of Divinsk discusses this in the Meshech Chachma, Parashat Shoftim. Others as well. Based on what we said, we can explain as follows. And when it says that he's Aser Barum Levavo, that's Mitzad Atzmai. But Mitzad HaMitzvah L'Shem Shamayim, Adrav, that's the Mahus of the Malchus, as in the Meiri that we quoted earlier. And that's what it means, Mishel Hekdesh. For Hekdesh and Mitzvah, it's Gevaldik. For Hekdesh and Mitzvah, it's Gevaldik. But for his own covet, it's not Gevaldik at all. So Mishel Kodesh, it's okay, as long as it's not being done for his own personal self-aggrandizement. ולפי זה נראה, במה שכתב הרמב״ם, כי דרך, and we ask the kasher, what is the kasher? כי דרך, מה הקשר בין חיוב הקובד? That we have to be mechabed, just like we have to be mechabed a king, so to his heart has to be empty within him. He has to feel low. So, based on what we said and explained, what the Rambam wants to tell us is that the Isser Melech in the pasuk of Lebilti Rum Levavoi is not separate from the mitzvah of Moira that there is on the king. And that we would say that when he has Rum Lev, he is in fact Oiver on the Isser of Lebilti Rum Levavo, but he was not mevatel the kiyum mitzvah of his kavod and ema from the pasuk of Saim Tasim, because they're two separate things. That he's Ram Levavo, he's over on the Yisra of Bilti Rum Levavo, but he wasn't Mevatel the Kiyum Mitzvah Skvaydai from the Pasuk of Som Tassim. It's not so. The Iker Mitzvah Moira is not a heter to emphasize and accentuate his own personal importance as opposed to other people who are forbidden in this, but rather the whole mitzvah of Mayroi, of fearing the king, is a mitzvah of Kavod L'Shem Shamayim. We're interchanging the Kavod, the Ema, which is a big discussion. The Rambam uses different Lashonos, the Psukim and the Poskim. It's a big Balagan. Rabbeinu discusses it, others discuss it. So this whole din of the Moira is not personal for his own feeling of self-importance, but it's a mitzvah of Kavod L'Shem Shamayim. And when he has Rum Lev, there's no kiyum at all of the chiyum of Kavod HaMelech. He wasn't a mitzvah in this at all. And that's what the Rambam says, Kederech, the kiyum mitzvah Kavod is only begadal zeh she'enoi stira le'isra de labilti rum levava. It can't be a contradiction. The kiyum mitzvah's kavod can't be a contradiction to labilti rum levava. They work in concert. They work hand in hand. Because with the very same din of kavod, he was mitztava and that type of kavod, that it should be a covet that's not built in Rum Levavodik. Just like we were commanded to honor a king, and that can make him have Rum Lev, an exalted heart, because it's all L'Shem Shamayim. So too, in the very same way, he has to feel low, because they work hand in hand. Yes, we have a mitzvah to be mechabit him, and that can't be Rum Lev. And then therefore he also, because he has to always feel low. So in the same way, he's always feeling low. So the Bilti Rum Levavo is the same as Mitzvah Maro. In other words, yes, we have to have awe of him, but that should never bring him to a place of Rum Lev. And if he feels Rum Lev, then there's no, that's not the proper kavod. He isn't giving himself the proper covet, and others aren't giving him the proper covet. Because they really have to work together. But you're giving him kavod, you have awe of him, but he doesn't have Rum Lev, because it's all L'Shem Shamayim. It's all because that's part of his tafkid. It's really one category, one kiyum of Saim Tosin, that you have to have awe, but you also have to make sure Toch Kedei there's no ability Rum Levavo. Because the awe that you have for him is L'Shem Shamayim. He's only getting all of this covered L'Shem Shamayim. And there's no room for Bilti Rum Levavo. It's not about him at all. And the Nafka Mina is basically more on Rosh Hashanah. If it's Shalom L'Shem Shamayim, if it's about him and not about God, so it doesn't even matter if it's Yoser Midai. Marsha says, Ema Yoser Midai. Mar doesn't say Ema Yoser Midai, because any Ema that's Shalom L'Shem Shamayim is Yoser Midai. It has to be L'Shem Shamayim, otherwise that's not the Ema the Torah commanded us in. There's no Dina Mitzvah Meir Melech if it's not happening L'Shem Shamayim. That's not the point. Nimtza lefi zeh kol din Emas HaMelech is not because of his Ratzon. Adrab, it's neged Ratzon. Adrab, Era line is Liboy Cholol Bikirboy. His heart is empty within him. But he's doing this L'Shem Shamayim to Mekayim the Mitzvah, even though it's against Ratzono. Now, can you imagine such leaders? They don't want any covet. They don't want any covet. They're just doing it because it's L'Shem Shamayim. That's what they have to do. V'ayin sham b'me'iri b'chiburat tshuve she'kosav l'oshen srora v'isnasus bo'is al haroi b'loshen hispoel. So usually the shyness of srara, the hystarer, the hitnasei, usually b'loshon hitpael, this is happening to him. He's not doing it. It's happening to him. It's reflexive because it's not machmas tivoy. It's a peula negativoy mitzad hamitzvah. B'zev shal lefaresh b'divrei gemara. B'mesechet Yuma b'daf chav gimel. Any Talmud Chacham was not noikem b'noikel noitel kenochosh. Einoi Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham who isn't vengeful like a snake is not a Talmud Chacham. So what's pshat in the Gemara? It's lashon of like a nochosh. Ayin sham b'marsha. So the Me'iri on page 127 in this Chibur HaTshuva writes that the Iker Inyan in this is Sheloi Lahakel B'Pnei Kol Adam B'Zilzul Kavoidai Shelot Tema'et Mora'o Me'aleihem V'yes Siba Lefrok Ol Tochechotav. A person shouldn't be mezalzel in his covet, because this will result in people having less fear of him, less awe of him. And then they will throw off from themselves the yoke of his rebuke. That's why a Rav, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Magid Shir, they shouldn't be mezalzel in their kavod. There are some tzaddikim, they don't want kavod, they hate kavod, that's terrific. But they have to accept some, because otherwise when they speak to the community, and the community sees, hey, he treats himself like a nothing, why should we respect him? And they're not going to listen to a word he says. That'll be terrible. Therefore, he's got to take the covet, but not for himself, not letzarech atzmoi. V'zeh doyme l'nochosh. And that's like the nochosh. What's the word of the nochosh? Tainus 8a. At loss, it lavoi miskaptsoi suboys kolachayus etzala nochosh. And they say to him, Ari daris v'oichel, zev tare v'oichel, a lion, preys on its preys on other animals, as opposed to Muslims who prey on carpets. And a zev, a lion, is tare v'oichel, he rips up, he violently attacks other animals and he eats them. So a lion and a tiger and all these, a wolf, a zev, a wolf, they mamish have, they have hana. You the snake, what hana do you have? There's no hana. Taisim Bava Kama, Dafte Zayin Amar Aleph, the Yirmas Chava Nachash, holds that when a Nachash does damage, it's regal, not shame. He says, no hana. The Rashba writes, not like that in Bava Kama 3a. V'zeu Shiat Talmud Chacham K'Nachash. What's the means like a Nachash? There's no hana. That's what it means. The Talmud Chacham is inotim nachosh. God says it has to be inotim and inotim. Without a no, like a nachosh. Taka the Anaf Yosef and the Inyankiv and Yuma, Right? It's a similar idea. And with this, we can explain the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, coming up now to Parshas Zachar. Shmuel Aleph, Tezvav Yud Zayin, Vayomer Shmuel, El Shaul, Im Katana Tabe Inecha, Rosh Shiftei Yisrael Ata, Vayim Shachacha Hashem Lemelech Al Yisrael. Samuel said to Saul, if you're small in your eyes, you are the head of the tribes of Israel, and God anointed you as king of Israel. So what did he add when he said, Vayim Shachacha Hashem Lemelech HaYisrael? He already said, Rosh Shiftei Yisrael Ata. He already said, you're the head of the tribe. So what's he adding? Also, if he's already been mentioning the Mashiach, he should have started with that. God anointed you, and Memele, you're Rosh Shiftei Yisrael, but he's Ofech the Seder. In the opposite order, first says Rosh Shiftei Yisrael Ata, and then it says Vayim Shachacha Hashem Lemelech HaYisrael. So based on what we said, we can explain that by Shaul, he lacked the ability to separate between his essence and what was required by his position. Since, like we said, there has to be a king, has to make sure that people have fear of him. But Shaul, he was very, very humble, exceedingly humble. And he wasn't misnaig with kifus v'atalas mayra. In other words, what he allowed his own personal inclinations and tendencies of humility, which is beautiful, but that affected his ability to act as king. King has to be noig b'takifut. He has to instill fear and awe in people. So what Shaul should have done is personally inside, he should have been very humble. But to klapei chutz, he has to be noig b'takifus, like they say about the Rishoner, one of the more controversial chassidios in history of chassidus. They say he used to go around with horses and buggies and with Grove Pair Bahadar, wear fancy clothing, fancy boots, but there were no soles on the bottom of the boots. So he's walking barefoot. So that's Klapei Chutz, he has to show on the king. I think they actually used to call him the king. And Klapei Pnim, he's feeling low and he's walking on rocks. It's painful. So that's the job of a king. Vein Yuma Dav Chov Beis. Vein Eman and Hashol, Mnei Shemachal Al Kavoidoi. Because Vein Ebedial said, Ma Yishen Uzeh, Vein Vazu. Vakach Ma Yisi Yudu Tam Chochem, Shein Osa Vinach, Shein Osa Tamot Chochem. So the Gemara first tells us that Shol was Nenosh, because he was Mechal and his Kovid, and the Tamot Chochem has been Noitim Noitir Kenochosh. So the Shaul lacked this hanhoga of kovod ve'ima. It was against his mahus. Koheles Rabo 7:16, kolam rachem alachzorim sofli asachzor alarachmona min olam yishol. Uganken kanal shafbi sha'odam rachem al mikom kol machmas tafkidoi. Sometimes he has to be achzori, and if he's not able to act out pi'as tafkid, he's getting in big trouble. He's going to end up going really off the derech. And that's why Shaul was had mercy on the tzon. And he ended up having mercy on Agag. He ended up mercy on the shtickle Hitler. Right? That's where Hitler came from. So when you're too merciful, so on Rahman, on Achzarim, bad things happen. He had mercy on the sheep. Didn't have mercy on David HaMelech, but he had mercy on the sheep. And Chamal Amal Meitav Atzon. So he can't be poel neged ratzon ha'am. They had mercy on its own. He had mercy on its own. And when it comes to Agag, the Medrash says he himself had mercy on Agag. And Shmuel says to him, if you're small in your eyes, you're Rosh, can't do that. And he mentioned this by Mishachacha in regard to his Chemla on Agag, his mercy on Agag. It says in Shmuel Aleph, Yotes, Vayakaf Nosa Shich Molechas Meim Shmuel, Vayafach Lokim Lev Acher, Rashi's Ruach Gvoris Malchus. If you're a king, you have to have Gvoris Malchus. You're the Rosh of Yisrael. And this relates to the Shemen HaMishcha. Like Ramban writes, Perish Al Torah. That the Mashiach is Lashvuye Lashem, Shemen Mitzvos Kodesh, Yeli. They become close to Hashem. That's the Ruach Gvoris Malchus. Vayafoch Lo Elokim. Adei Chalois Mashiach, now he's Lashem, now he has this Gvoris Malchus. And therefore he has to be Achzori Al Achzori. Those were the two things that the Pasuk says. Number one, Pasuk tells us that Shmuel says to Shaul, if you're small in your eyes, you're Rosh Shiftei Yisrael. So by golly, what are you listening to the people for when they have Chemla on its own? You shouldn't have had Chemla on its own. You're their head. And Mitzat Chemla Shaul al Agag, we had mercy on Agag, he said to him, Vayim Shachacha. You should have this Ruach Gvura. You should have this power. You have the Shemen HaMishcha, which makes you Lashem. It makes you powerful and strong. So what were you so merciful for? These are two different tainas. He's not saying that Vayim Shachacha is not just that you're king. Vayim Shachacha is that you have this Ruach Gvura. So in the Mela, you shouldn't have been merciful on Shaul, on Agag. Or the Meiri writes in Chibur HaTshuva on page 125 that Mashiach b'Shemen roimez el yoinus v'roimemus imeyose roimez midas ha'anava. So Mashiach, according to the Meiri, denotes your exalted state together with your humble state. Alatzad she'anava machlika u'merakechas midas ha'adam b'yose shemen machlik. So Shemen makes things very slippery, soft. So to Anava, so Mashiach is El Yonus, that you're anointed, you're great, you're Li, Lashem. On the other hand, it also makes you humble. Just like Shemen makes things slippery and soft, moist, and so you too, you're also going to be soft. It's both. And that's what Shmuel was telling him. That since you're Rosh Shiftei Yisrael, even though you're an Amav Mitzad Atzmacha Ve'im Shachacha, he's saying to him, yeah, you're the Rosh Shiftei Yisrael. And God anointed you, which means that even though you by nature are humble, but you need both midas. You need both midas of the oil, which the Meiri says is both exaltedness and humility. You need both. So why aren't you Mekayim Dvar Hashem? You could say the Mashiach has run is either to Elyonis, that you should have been tough with Agag. Or he's saying that you should have followed Dvar Hashem because you're the Rosh Shiftei Yisrael, and therefore you have to follow Hashem. And you need both midas of Vayim Shachacha. You need the midah of being soft, easygoing, but you also need the ruach of Gvura, of Elyonis, of Roimimus. You need both. So since you also need the Ruach of Gvura of Elyonus, being high, so why weren't you Mekayim Dvar Hashem? Okay, so that was terrific. But we're not finished, sweet friends. So please stay tuned. And we'd like to finish this shtickle, and hopefully in the next shiur, see some more. See, Neflos Mitaris Hashem. I love this. This is just awesome. What can I tell you? Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom.